Hello and welcome to Sound Collections, a new mini-series presented by KBBI, Public Radio, and the Pratt Museum. Each week, we will be airing snippets of interviews from community members around Ketchumak Bay, exploring the found items that we collect, and what they can teach us about our past, present, and future. This week, we will be hearing from Saskia Esslinger. Saskia teaches gardening classes in Homer, and is on a mission to start a very special new collection in the form of a community seed library.
My name is Saskia Esslinger, and I am from Anchorage, Alaska, and I live right now in Homer. And I collect a lot of things, but right now I'm collecting seeds to begin a seed library for Homer.
If you're like me and aren't quite sure exactly what a seed library is, Saskia offered an explanation.
So a seed library is kind of like a regular library where we hold seeds that people can check out. And instead of returning the same seeds that they borrowed, they grow out the seeds and then save seeds from those plants to return to the seed library. And the idea is that, one, is that people can have access to free seeds. Two, is that they can learn to save their own seeds so that they have seeds for themselves in the future. Three, it is for so that we can kind of develop our own regional supply of seeds that are better acclimated for our environment. So as you grow these seeds year after year and save the best of those seeds, you are actually selecting for the crops and the seeds that grow best in our particular climate. And then lastly, it's also just to create a connection between people that are growing food in the Homer area so that we can connect with each other. We can share information about varieties of things that we're growing, share what works for us, and create better food security for the region by creating more people growing their own food.
We asked Saskia about some of the joys and surprises she's gained from gardening over the years.
Some of my favorites that self-seed in the garden are parsnips, cilantro, dill, Oric, which is a relative of spinach. It grows really well up here. And it comes in purple, red, or green. So it's kind of a fun plant to grow. So this year, for the first time, I saved caraway. So I grew my own. That's a biennial plant, so it takes 2 years to grow. And was able to fill my own spice jar with the caraway that I grew from the garden, which is super cool. Gosh, I feel like I'm still learning all the time. Even though I've been teaching gardening for over 10 years now, I continue to learn. Every year I learn something new. And I discover a new crop that I just love, or I'll discover a better way to grow something. And there's so much richness in that. I feel like I can never... You can never actually learn everything that there is to know. There's always deeper connections to have in your garden with nature, ways to make it better, ways to connect more deeply with the earth.
Saskia hopes that the Homer Seed Library can be a way to share these lessons with her community and to continue growing together.
The Homer Seed Library is definitely in the beginnings, and we are welcoming more people in the community to help with it. I have one other family that's working with me, and we're both homeschooling this year, so that's kind of neat. And I kind of envision the Seed Library as a project of the kids, mostly. And I want to empower the kids to become the teachers and help with the seed library and the trainings and whatnot. So I really welcome kids of all ages or adults of all ages to become involved in it so that it can become a real community project. And I see it as such a great resource for this community, like I said, for increasing our resiliency. And the more people we have in this community growing food, the better it is for all of us.
We'd like to thank Saskia Esslinger for sharing her stories and knowledge with us. We'd also like to thank all of you, our listeners, for tuning into Sound Collections on KBBI Public Radio. Sound Collections is supported in part by a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. Our theme song is Masking by Leo Ash. To see photos of Saskia's garden and to learn how you can get involved in the new Seed Library, visit our website at prattmuseum.org. Thank you.